This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I loved our conversation right before the draft with Antoine Winfield Jr. Now Antoine Winfield Jr. is starting for the 1-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Bucs got a victory on Sunday, their first of the season, taking down the Carolina Panthers. And how about the performance from Antoine Winfield Jr.? Had 11 tackles in the game and also had a big strip sack fumble, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Antoine, congratulations on the victory on Sunday and the big performance. Thanks for the time, and how you been?
I've been good, and I appreciate that.
No problem. So that must have been some scene for you on Sunday. We'll talk about it in just a bit. But since we're finally catching up with you before, since you got drafted, take me back to that night when you did go in the second round, 45th overall to Tampa, and relive what that was like.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. It was a dream come true. You know, I always dreamed of getting drafted by a team, and that night was just super special and something I'll always remember. For the rest of my life.
Now, just remember talking to you last time, and I saw you play at Minnesota. I thought you were a late first-round talent, and I thought you should have gone in the first round, and you're making people pay for it early in your career. When you didn't go in that first round, did that kind of set a little extra chip on your shoulder? Did you use that as motivation, or did you not really think much of it?
Yeah, definitely use it as motivation, but I knew, you know, the Lord had his plan for me already set out, so wherever he wanted me to go, I'm at the exact position that I'm supposed to be. So, you know, I don't really look at it like too much as a motivational factor. I just look at it like this is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
This season, you know, has so many challenges, and we hear how rookies could be impacted by this more than ever with the lack of really a full training camp, no preseason games. It looks like you're adjusting fine and taking most advantage out of this opportunity, but how would you put it into words on what the adjustment has been like from going to college at Minnesota to now playing in the National Football League for a team that's expected to do some big things this year with Tampa?
Yeah, it was a fast jump for us. We didn't get a chance to really go through OTAs and do those things during the summer, and we also didn't really have any preseason games, so we're just kind of thrown in the fire right away. But I feel like the jump was very smooth, and I feel like I'd just be getting better and better with more experience and more time I'm out there on the field. I just feel like my experience is just getting better.
Do you feel comfortable right now, or do you feel, you know, you're still getting your feet, like, all settled in with the NFL?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling comfortable. Right after the first drive of the New Orleans game, I'm like, all right, this is just football. I'm about to go out here and just do my job and play fast and be comfortable. So I feel like I've been comfortable.
So you were nervous before that first game going up against the Saints? Hey, it's Breeze, it's Brady, is as big as it could be. Week one in the NFL, everyone's excited to get it back. What were you like about 45 minutes right before kickoff?
Right before kickoff, I was just excited. I'm like, this is my first NFL game. I just couldn't wait to play. I was super anxious to go out there and just play.
Did you sleep a lot the night before or not much sleep?
Yeah, not much sleep.
Antoine Winfield Jr. here with us. So when you're adjusting to new life and now you have a new job and you're getting out of college and getting ready to play in the NFL, I know a lot of people lean on family. You have a big football family with your father playing the National Football League for a bunch of years. How imperative has your dad been in this process, and what advice has he given you so far?
Yeah, I would say the advice that he's given me is just to go out here and just be myself, you know. He told me, like, I've been playing football my entire life, so go out there and just do what you've been doing. And yeah, my family's amazing, especially just leaning on my dad. You know, he has so many years of experience. He has knowledge for me, so I'll go and we'll watch film through like FaceTime or something on like my opponents, and it's just been very helpful. He's been helping me like break down film and everything still, so I feel like that's been very important.
How have you been taking care of yourself? Because this has not been easy, what we've been going through in the world since March with the pandemic, and also the fight for social justice and mental health has been right at the forefront. What have you been doing? Have you done anything differently to make sure that we get the best version of Antoine Winfield Jr.?
No, not really. I've just been doing the same things I've been doing, so I wouldn't say it's anything really different that I've been doing.
Fair enough. Here's what I also want to ask you. With your dad, because, you know, in the radio business that I'm in, I followed in my dad's footsteps as well. He was involved in the business, still is. And people always ask me, did you feel pressure because your dad was in it to get into radio? Is this something that you truly loved? Was football always something that you loved, or did you feel a little pressure to follow in dad's footsteps, seeing the career that your dad had?
Yeah, there was no pressure at all. You know, I play football because I love playing the sport. You know, early on, I watched him play, and then I fell in love with the game early on. I knew it was always something that I wanted to do as I got older. And now I'm finally here, just living my dream.
How valuable was that experience, being able to be with your dad when you were younger and seeing him go through a lot of things that you're probably going through right now early on in your career?
It's very valuable. You know, I got to see how he would train, what he would do, and you know, I just try to emulate that to my best ability and try to do some of those same things. And so I think it was very valuable.
Antoine Winfield Jr. here with us. I know you're all set for the next game coming up against Denver as you guys go on a little bit of a road trip here. Let me, though, ask you about last week up against the Panthers. First win with the Tampa Bay Bucks this year. Your first win in the history for you in the National Football League. And you had a big game, 11 tackles like we were talking about. You had the big strip sack, too, that forced the fumble. And you got a game ball afterwards. That's not a bad first victory for you, Antoine Winfield Jr. Take me in the locker room after the game when Coach gave you that game ball.
Yeah, you know, it was just exciting. You know, I did my job, and they gave me the game ball, and, you know, it was just a really cool experience to get that first one, and hopefully I have many more to come.
I like this front seven. I think this defense is an underrated storyline. We'll see how the secondary continues to grow. But what do you think the potential of this defense is? I know everyone's going to talk about Tom and Mike Evans and Godwin and Gronk. And I think the defense flies under the radar a little bit. But you tell me what you guys got there in Tampa with that defense led by Todd Bowles.
Yeah, the sky's the limit for the defense. You know, all around, I feel like we have great talent. So I feel like, the sky's the limit for us.
You're a student of the game. Being able to be a teammate of Tom Brady, take me back to the first time that you met Tom when you became teammates of him. What was that like?
Yeah, so the first time I met Tom, I think I was going to get COVID tested because we got to get tested every single day. And so I was just walking past and you know, I just kind of introduced myself. And, you know, it was a cool experience. You know, it's you know, Tom is the GOAT. You know, I'm used to seeing him on TV and everything, and seeing him in person, it was just a cool experience.
I know you're a professional, and I know that you're a teammate of his, and now he's a coworker of yours, but were you a little bit starstruck when you saw him the first time with him being the GOAT?
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely a little bit starstruck.
When we look at that offense, I know we haven't seen the best version of that offense. You get to go up against them in practice each and every day. What do you think this offense is going to be in Tampa?
The offense is, I think they're going to be amazing. You know, we have so much talent everywhere. It's crazy. So I think once they get things rolling, they're going to be just fine.
How intense are your practices?
The practices are pretty intense. you know, we go out there and we just trying to get better every day. So practices are pretty intense and we work hard.
Have you picked off Brady yet in practice?
I have not picked them off yet.
What the heck's going on?
Not yet.
Well, you got to start picking off Tom, right? That probably, that's a little extra motivation each and every day. You're going up against the greatest quarterback of all time. Try to pick him off. That's something that you tell your kids about one day, right?
Right, one day.
Antoine Winfield Jr. here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. So the team that you got coming up on Sunday, Denver, they're off to an 0-2 start. They have injuries left and right with Drew Lock and Philip Lindsay and Cortland Sutton. What do you see out of this Denver offense that you have on Sunday?
Yeah, the Denver offense, they have some nice weapons. Unfortunately, some of their players have been hurt, but, you know, that doesn't change our mindset behind what we're coming in to do. So, you know, we're still just we'll continue to get better, continue watching film and everything so we can get ready to do our jobs on Sunday.
Has the biggest key this week been trying to contain Noah Fant? Because he's done a really nice job for them, the big tight end number 87 through the first two games.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the better players. He's a great player. So our goal is to try to contain him as much as possible.
So you've been on a road trip before. You had to go to New Orleans. Now you're going to Denver this upcoming week. How do you describe the traveling experience and where your level of comfortability is at with all the concerns going on in the world with COVID-19?
Yeah, traveling is a little bit weird, you know, because we have to do social distancing and all that. So we're pretty much quarantining on the road. So it's not like we can do much or anything, but it's not that bad. It's not too bad of an experience.
And so far, your first two games, there have been no fans in Tampa, no fans in New Orleans. I think there's going to be like 5,700 fans this weekend in Denver.
Yeah.
You know, watching football and going to football games, it's raucous atmosphere, college, the NFL. How odd has it been with no fans in the stands so far?
It is a little weird. You know, it's super quiet, actually, when you're on the field. You can hear pretty much everybody talking. So I would say that's one thing that's weird about playing with no fans. You know, I can't wait till we have some.
Is there any adjustments that you have to take, you know, to get yourself mentally prepared for the game? I know when the ball's placed on the field, hey, you're trying to show your worth and show why you should be making a lot of money one day in this league, but not having that energy in the building, is there a way that you try to create it or pump yourself up for the game a little bit differently?
Yeah, we just create our own energy out there. You know, everybody's just feeding off one another. Once we get on the field. So we just do our best to just create our own energy and go out there and have fun and do our jobs.
On the way out with Antoine Winfield Jr. had a big game last week up against the Panthers. Bucks 1-1 trying to get to 2-1, go up against the Broncos on Sunday. Well, let me ask you about your old stomping grounds, Minnesota. This has been so weird from afar. They're going to have a season. They're not going to have a season. Now the season is back on. Have you been talking to some of your former Minnesota teammates that are still there? And where's their excitement level that they're actually going to get to play coming up in October?
Yeah, I talked to a few of the DBs, and they're super excited that they got a season. And I'm glad they get to have a season. So it's going to be fun being able to watch those guys out there.
Last one for you, Antoine Winfield Jr. A lot of people nationally are down on Drew Brees as of late. You got to go up against him. You guys lost that game week one. What did you see out of Drew in week one, and how much do you think he still has left in the tank?
Oh, he has a lot left in the tank. You know, Drew Brees is, you know, going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. So, he's still Drew Brees, in my opinion.
Well, it's going to be a fun race this year inside the NFC South between you and obviously, of course, the Saints. Keep up the great work. Once again, congratulations on the performance on Sunday, and we'll see what you do this upcoming week. We appreciate you making some time, as always.
All right, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.